Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3751. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
It's time for our opening commodity market report, sitting in for Dave Dickey this morning. Tom Rogers. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Dan. Good morning, everybody. Let's take a look now at the opening prices on the Chicago Board of Trade. Let me tell you, in the 20 minutes since the markets opened, the wheat has turned downward by about 3.5 to 8 cents a bushel, 8 cents on the nearby contract. Corn is a bit lower, and soybeans are up in the 3 to 6 cent range. Here's how the opening prices fared. The September wheat in Kansas City opened at 6.30 and a half a bushel, up 1 and a half. In Chicago, September nearby wheat opened at 6.31 a bushel, up 1. December opened up 3 at 6.52. The March 6.49 up 1. July 5.60 up a half penny. That market has trended lower since the opening bell. In the corn pitch, September opened this morning at 325 and a quarter, up a half. December, 342 and a half, up a quarter. March corn opened at 356 and three quarters, down three quarters. The July contract, 378 on the open, down one quarter. September oats opened at 265 a bushel, down 2 1/4 cents. December opened unchanged at 271 and three quarters. Into the bean pit now. August soybeans open at 839 and a quarter, up 5 cents. September, 847, up 5 and 3 quarters. November, up 6.5 on the open at 864. January open at 876 a bushel, up 3 and 3 quarter cents. The March open at 888, up 4 and 3 quarters. May, 896 and a half, up 6. July beans for next year open at 907, up 5.5. Bean complex, August soybean meal opened at 218, up 240. September at 220.50, up 210. August bean oil, 37.92, up 16. September opened at 38.15, up 12. On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, the August feeder cattle contract opened at 117.40 a hundredweight, up 5. September opened up 5 at 118.10. October, 118.85, down 25. August live cattle opened at 94.80, up or down rather, 7.5. October at 110 cents, up 15. December at 101 even, up 2.5. February opened at 130 cents, down 30. August lean hogs opened at 73.10, down 22.5. October at 75.10, down 10. December lean hogs 72.75, down 15. The February contract at 72.65 on the open this morning, down 50. August pork bellies open at 90.20, down 30. February at 90 even, down 60.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
Right now on the outside markets, the September crude oil is trading at $77.85 a barrel in New York, down 36. The CRB index is at 323.05, down 105. The U.S. dollar index, 80.68, down 11. The September silver contract right now is at $13.04 an ounce, up about 2 cents. And the gold contract for August is down 190 at 665 an ounce. On Wall Street, the Dow Industrial Average is down 43 points at 13,168. The NASDAQ is down 20 at 25,26. The S&P down 7.5 points at 14,47. Latest tick now on the Chicago Board of Trade. The wheat market is down between around 6 cents a bushel. Corn is down about a penny and a quarter across the board. And the soybeans are still up. Down a little off the past 10 minutes or so. They're up in the 2 1/4 to 3 cent range. Joining us now to take a look at the market on this Wednesday is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Hi, Tom. This is, we are a busy day in Oakland. How are you this morning?
It looks like we caught you off guard a bit, but it is busy and the market is moving a little bit in different directions at this point. It seems that the wheat opened just up a little bit, now is down. The beans opened up a little stronger than what they are now.
You know, one of the things that we're looking at, Tom, with the soybean complex is that the upper Midwest seems to be a little wetter. That's Ames, Iowa North. Everybody south of there looks a little drier and a little warmer temperature. F.C. Stone comes out this afternoon with a yield survey. Then the next morning, we understand Inform is coming out, sometime during the 10 o'clock or 10:30 time frame with their estimate. The main focus of attention, of course, is growing conditions in the Midwest. The thing that's scary here is that if we go into the August 10th, 12th time frame with no rain here in Champaign to Oakland, we possibly could see some yield loss in the corn and soybean fields as a direct result. But in the meantime, the crop looks fairly good as of August the 1st, 2007.
And we're not seeing big increases based on weather.
Well, not big increases based on weather, no, because, we still look at crop conditions a little better than a year ago, but our particular guess on the yield will be somewhere between the government's 150, I think, 4.4 bushel average. We think the Stone people will be a bushel higher or a bushel lower, so there's not going to be a big deviation in that particular corn yield, but the general feeling is that people are watching the forecast, particularly the first 15 days of August, with a great deal of interest.
And yet we're seeing a little bit of drop in the corn market right now. What's the downward pressure coming from?
Well, I think it's a case that, number one, that those areas north of Ames, for example, Omaha, they do have a weather forecast. It wouldn't surprise me a bit that there is this theory that maybe the forecast could turn a little wetter. We did see a local crop tour, Douglas County. They had a yield variation somewhere in the 174 to 170 bushel per acre mark on corn. Last year is 163. So using the 174 average, that's 11 better bushel better crop. Obviously, the plant population's a little better, more triple stack corn. There are no flooding problems, no nitrogen loss, no major holes in the field. One person heard that and did call me up this morning and did sell some corn on the futures market. The big thing here is we're looking at is that, there is this perception that, from here forward, this is an August 1st crop production estimate that the USDA will put out, is what if we see continued yield loss because of warmer temperatures. The bottom line is that we know that the August weather does create a lot of, 10% weight variation in the air kernel of corn. And one of the advantages is if we do have cool temperatures in August and also a lot of rain, that encourages yield. The fear is that if we go into the first 12 to 15 days with subpar moisture, beans will struggle to yield that magic 50 bushel mark. If we do get the rains, we'll hit the 60 bushel mark. So, there's a 10-12 bushel variation just because of the August weather.
Just a quick look at the wheat market, which has been down, weather not as much a concern, but is it exports that are moving that market today?
Well, exports have been very good. There was a talk of an Egyptian wheat tender. I haven't seen that particular yes or no answer on that one. The big thing here on the wheat market is we have seen some general profit-taking across the speculative commodity community ever since we've seen the 500-point drop in the stock market. So the stock market's pretty close to unchanged right now as we understand it.
All right, anything else to add?
Hey, have a profitable day.
You too, Paul. Paul Cooley is with ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. Quick check of the market now. Kansas City September wheat is down 9.5 cents a bushel at 619.40. In Chicago, September is at 628, down 2. December wheat, 646, down 3. In corn, the nearby contract down a penny and a half, penny and a quarter now down at 324.5. December corn down 1 at 341.25. March is at 356, down a penny and a quarter. December down 1 at 341, down 1 and a quarter now at 341 a bushel. August soybeans are now unchanged after giving up almost as much as a dime advantage or after the opening bell. 834 a bushel now, unchanged on the August. September beans are at 842, 843 now, up 1 3/4. November soybeans are at 860 a bushel, up 2.5. Bean meal for August up 40 at 216. August bean oil 37.69, down 7. Mercantile exchange feeder cattle for August are at 116.85, down 50. August lean hogs down 77.5 at 72.55. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. Our next market update comes your way at 10:58 Central Time. Our forecast from Mike Sola today: sunny and highs between 90 and 95 degrees across the two-state area. Clear skies tonight with lows between 63 and 68, mid-70s for lows near Lake Michigan tonight. Tomorrow, again, much of the same, sunshine and highs between 90 and 95 degrees. Dew points will climb into the 60 to 68-degree range this afternoon, according to Mike, with minimum relative humidity levels ranging between 35% in the north and 44% in the south and east. It's coming up on 10 o'clock Central Time, and it's time to turn it over to the host of Focus 580, David Inch. Good morning, David.
Hi, Tom.
That's on our show today.
Well-